Good morning, friends around the world. As we begin our meditation this morning, I'd like us to consider something a pastor told me many years ago. He said, "Ed, it's not as important what happens to us in life as it is how we respond to what happens to us. How I respond to life situations is far more important than what I'm actually responding to." Does that make sense? Well, if it does, let's meditate on the words of a country singer by the name of Clay Walker and consider how we are responding to our life circumstances today. The Chain of Love. He was driving home one evening in his beat-up Pontiac when an old lady flagged him down. Her Mercedes had a flat. He could see that she was frightened, standing out there in the snow. Till he said, "I'm here to help you, ma'am. By the way, my name's Joe." She said, "I'm from St. Louis, and I'm only passing through. I've seen 100 cars go by. This is awfully nice of you." When he changed the tire and closed her trunk and was about to drive away, she said, "How much do I owe you?" Here's what he had to say. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone once helped me out, just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." Well, a few miles down the road, the lady saw a small cafe. She went in to grab a bite to eat and then be on her way. But she couldn't help but notice how the waitress smiled so sweet. She must have been 8 months along and dead on her feet. Now, she didn't know her story, and she probably never will. When the waitress went to get her change from a $100 bill, the lady slipped right out the door and on a napkin left a note. There were tears in the waitress' eyes when she read what she'd wrote. "You don't owe me a thing. I've been there too. Someone once helped me, just the way I'm helping you. If you really want to pay me back, here's what you do. Don't let the chain of love end with you." That night she got home from work. The waitress climbed into bed. She was thinking about the money and what the lady's note had said. As her husband lay there sleeping, she whispered soft and low, "Everything's gonna be all right. I love you, Joe."